Several years ago, there was an article in the Irish Times. There had been a traffic accident in the city of Dublin. The driver who was charged with causing the accident was interviewed, and he was asked about what had happened and if there was any who might be able to corroborate his story. And all the driver could answer was, "There were plenty of onlookers, but no witnesses." A curious statement, and perhaps most unsettling, as it's maybe more accurate than we might care to admit. At any given time, at any given event, there are plenty of people present. They take in the events of the evening, but do they truly bear witness to them? As Christians, we witness to the good news that we find in Jesus Christ. And we also bear witness to the events around us, whether that is a church opening or a church closing, an ordination, an induction. We bear witness to what happens in our community. When the vulnerable are oppressed or further marginalized, we bear witness to that. And we also provide a witness to the ways that people are helped. Part of bearing witness is to share an account of what happened to other people that we meet. We do not sit and listen in silence, keeping things to ourselves. We share what we've learned. We tell about what we have seen and heard. In this way, we act as a social and religious memory of the community that we are a part. And in today's world, where nothing is permanent, with everything changing so rapidly, and much of what we come in contact with being consumable in nature, how is anything remembered? More and more information is put on the internet. But is any of it really read or understood? Is any of it remembered? Is any of it worth remembering? That is, do we pay enough attention to that information to allow it to inform our decision making? Are we passive onlookers, or do we bear witness to what we have seen? How are we changed by what we witness? And what does our faith move us to do based on what we have witnessed? I bring this subject of bearing witness up because I believe it is at play in our gospel story this morning. As much as faith and gratitude play a role, so does bearing witness. Let's review the story. Jesus has entered a village between Galilee and Samaria while on his way to Jerusalem. And this fact alone tells us a few things that are of note or interest. First of all, Jesus is not taking the direct route to Jerusalem. If he was going directly to Jerusalem, he wouldn't be anywhere near Samaria. This is a reminder that Jesus was interested in bringing his ministry of reconciliation, of God's love and grace to all people. Secondly, Jesus has entered a small village. This is not an encounter that happened on the road or in the wilderness away from prying eyes. This happened in a small town where other people would be present. Onlookers, witnesses. And we are told that 10 lepers called out to Jesus in need of healing. Keeping their distance, they asked Jesus for mercy. The Good News doesn't translate it this way, but other translations, the New Revised Standard Version, say Jesus approached them, which would have been taboo in society. And approaching them, Jesus says to the men, "Go and see the priests." That's all he says. And this is important because as lepers or others who were recognized as having various skin conditions or diseases, they would not be able to reintegrate into society until a priest had deemed them ritually clean. And as the men go, they find themselves healed. One of the men sees that he has been healed, turns around, returns to Jesus, and offers thanks and praise. The one who does this is a Samaritan. The assumption in the story is that the other nine are Israelites, though we don't know that definitively. And Jesus wonders where the other nine are, though we can probably assume that they're visiting the priest. Then Jesus says to the one who returned, "Go, your faith has made you well." I wonder what those in the village who saw this event thought. Did they act as onlookers or as witnesses? The passage doesn't tell us. It doesn't tell us about anyone who was in the village other than the lepers and Jesus. It's an assumption built into the story that others would have been present that day, that they might have noticed Jesus approaching 10 lepers, and people in the village would have known who these men were. Certainly, they would have seen the physical change in appearance of these men being healed. Did they share the news, or did they keep it to themselves? What would you have done if you were present there that day? We'll return to bearing witness in a moment. But I want to think about the Samaritan who was healed and the sequence of events that's going on here. First, we have to note that it is a Samaritan, an outsider who comes and returns and offers thanks. Just as in the story of the Good Samaritan, Jesus is making a point about who the kingdom is for. Everyone. Jesus is saying that sometimes people on the outside of our group can see with better clarity than perhaps we ourselves can. The Good Samaritan offers help, and today it is the Samaritan who returns and offers gratitude. But let's turn to those sequence of events. Jesus says to the Samaritan, "Your faith has made you well." This is in response to the Samaritan coming and offering thanks. But what is the Samaritan thankful for? Well, he's thankful for being healed, which has already happened. On the first read, we might think that the Samaritan was healed because he offered thanksgiving to God. However, as is clearly stated, the Samaritan, along with the other nine, have already been healed of their leprosy. That's already happened before the Samaritan turns around and comes back. So what does Jesus mean when he says, "Your faith has made you well"? Wasn't the leper already healed? Or is there something else going on in this story? Well, as usual with Jesus, there's something else going on here. There's a little more to the story. We worship here today in response for something that God has already done for us. Our worship is a response to God for the act of creation, for our very lives, and for Jesus Christ, who died for our sake. Like the Samaritan leper, we have already been healed. We worship as an act of praise and also as one of gratitude towards God. The act of offering thanksgiving is central to who we are as Christians. When the Samaritan offers thanks, it is the act of worship that is making him well. So does showing gratitude indicate a deeper and richer life of faith? Well, the Samaritan's wellness hinges on more than his just being healed of leprosy. His wellness is richer than just physical health. It represents his spirit, his outlook on life. He recognizes gratitude as being a foundational value in life. And within ancient culture, the idea of wholeness and wellness was more than just the physical. It was also your spiritual health as well. So his wellness also represents his salvation. As Christians, gratitude towards God speaks to our outlook on life. It informs our living, our every action is a response of gratitude for God's love. C.S. Lewis, in exploring his newfound faith, wrote the following about the connection between gratitude and personal health. I noticed how the humblest and at the same time most balanced minds praised most, while the cranks, misfits, and malcontent praised least. Praise almost seems to be inner health made audible. Our faith makes us well. Our trust in Jesus makes us whole. And that bursts forth through worship, praise, and acts of gratitude. As Christians, our basic response to God is one of gratitude. Gratitude for this life, gratitude for the people we share it with, gratitude for creation, and gratitude for the gift of Jesus Christ. We sing it in our doxology. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise, gratitude, and thanksgiving are central to our identity as Christians. We cannot help but praise God and offer thanksgiving. We also need to act as the Samaritan did and bear witness about what we have received. To boldly go out and share the good news, as that too is an act of gratitude. Amen.